Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Paul Douglas back with you. Hope your Friday is going well. The sun is out. It's going to be a nice weekend. DJ producing today. You okay, DJ? I know you're pretending to work. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get some stuff done. No, I'm great. You know, it's a little warmer today. I took the Christmas lights down, cleared off the roof a little bit, swept off the driveway.
Wait, you just took your Christmas lights down? We took our lights down in mid-January.
Well, Paul, they haven't been on since mid-January. But well, I don't go on the roof when it's icy and snowy to take them down. That would be unsafe.
I think it's negligent. I don't think you should have
them on. Okay, but you've already put yours up for next year already. That's the problem.
No, actually, my Christmas tree is still up.
Okay. Yeah,
it's still up, and it's lit up, and we love it.
Embarrassing.
It makes us happy.
We can't be friends anymore. It's going to be 60 on Sunday. 64, I think,
it looks,
right?
It's even nicer. The twinkling white lights.
Yeah, that's wrong.
All right. I'm stalling here because this story is maddening about what happened in Edina. Hundreds of Edina high school students, you may have heard about this, they walked out of school late yesterday, right before dismissal, in protest of this racist video. And people say, well, here we go again. Edina added to a growing list of towns that have been dealing with racism. Prior Lake and Minnetonka and New Prague, it's like a virus. I think it's everywhere, the virus of discrimination, the virus of racism. And what do we do? How do we inoculate ourselves and our kids from being racist? Lavish Mack and Courtney Armhorst work with the nonprofit Minnesota Justice Coalition. They've been supporting students, providing advice and counseling during these incidents of racism. And both Lavish and Courtney are joining us right now on CCO on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, you two. Thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. Courtney, you with us?
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. What did you tell students and parents who left class early yesterday to protest this horrific video? And I don't even know if the video is online. I hope it's not. But the Nazi salute and you know, the Asian accent. And I don't know if just kids think they're being funny but it's hurtful and it's destructive. And I'm wondering, what do you say to young people and their parents when these kinds of horrible events take place?
I'll start off real quick by just saying that racism is taught. Nobody is born racist. Nobody is born with the prejudice bone in their body. There's no 2-year-old that doesn't like black people. There's no 5-year-old that doesn't like Mexicans. You know, there's a certain time and point where the racism from other people is taught to us. That being said, going to an institution such as a pub school in America, you are being taught to be racist. This public school to prison pipeline is so prevalent. The long hallways, the brick buildings, the structured format of being told when and how to do things. So even just being in a public school, that alone is teaching you that racism. So it's in the school and it's in the parents. It's, you know, I feel like at one point there'll be a generation that doesn't get taught this racism, and it'll just be a slow progress. But you know, it'll be worse before it gets better, I think.
Courtney, what do you make of this, and what did you counsel the students and their parents? What did you tell them?
You know, when I got a chance to speak with them, you know, we come with a lot of energy. We come there to support them 100% in everything that they're doing, giving them a platform, giving them a people to listen to and know that there's a community behind them there to support them, right? So I really just, if there's anything that I tell them to keep pushing. I say, pressure bursts pipes, and you apply this pressure and you stand up for what you believe in. And I promise you, at the end of the day, you have a community behind you and there will be change. It may be slow and it may be annoying, but if you keep up the pressure, just at like Prior Lake, we kept up pressure and the superintendent quit. You
exactly.
Keep up pressure and, you know, people that are racist can't handle the heat, so they leave or they are no longer able to be racist in their schools. So you slowly build a safer community for these kids. And if that's all that I can give to them, it's support and it's to let them know, like, you are free to say something and stand up. You are allowed to. Don't let them suppress you.
Courtney.
Absolutely.
And Lavish, I'm just curious. Okay, the superintendent quit, but what will change? And how does this become organic and grassroots,
mm-hmm.
where kids, maybe they pick this up from friends outside of school or older brothers, friends, whatever. Again, to mm-hmm. me, it's like a virus. How do we mm-hmm. vaccinate ourselves from the virus of racism?
Yeah, I love that you said that it's a virus of racism. And, you know, clearly, countries and people, they know how to deal with epidemics. So it's not that we don't know how, it's the willingness. When you have like a second class society, which is black people in America, and you can completely profit off the destruction of these black bodies, why would you fix the epidemic? So the root problem, we understand the root problem. So it's not how, but it's the willingness. It's the why would these institutions that benefit off of black suffering or of colored or of women suffering, Why would they want to make that change? You know what I mean? So, like she said, it's just pressure. It's just consistency. It's just doing the work over and over and over and over again.
So,
right. I think it's just a huge part of, you know, if we say that the institution is filled with this virus, it's going to take, you know, there's a huge black community. There's maybe not a huge, but there's a decent community of BIPOC students, and schools get their funding from these BIPOC students. So if we realize that, if we stand up and say, this has not happened in our school as students, and then we get teachers on our backs who say, yeah, you're right, this is not right, you're no longer able to be racist in this environment. So we kill that. We vaccinate ourselves by standing up and saying, no, not here. And I'm going to embarrass you, and I'm going to show your true colors if you're going to be racist here, because it's not happening here in our school.
Should there be a level playing field of punishment? In other words, not leave it up to the whims of whatever superintendent
mm-hmm.
thinks. I mean, I believe in accountability. If you mm-hmm. do something wrong, first of all, it should be public. I don't care if you're a minor. It should be
mm-hmm.
public.
Absolutely.
And you should bear the consequences of your actions. And
mm-hmm.
I respect people's privacy, but if it's a racist taunt, I'm sorry. You've lost that privilege.
Yeah, I think
Oh, go ahead.
No, just real quick, and then you can go because I know what you're about to say. But just real quick, I think it's really schools taking the initiative and saying, you know what, if we really, really don't handle racism in our school, we don't deal with it, it's not accepted here, then, for example, like Prior Lake, they haven't gone through their policies and procedures since 2012. Well, it's a little past the due date. It's time to go through them and revise and say, what is the actual punishment for racist things? Let's sit down and talk. Let's sit down and actually look at it and do the work to make sure that this doesn't happen anymore. Go ahead, Lavish.
And part of that work looks like what we've been accomplishing here with Minnesota Justice Coalition, as well as Representative Jeff Hansen out of Savage Area, Lake Shakopee, which is getting these laws, putting bills on the House floor. A couple of bills, a package that we just put through, Safe from Hate. You can look it up. It has laws in there that are giving policy. So how do we act when this happens? 25% of the time, one out of four times, when there is a bullying incident, it is provoked racially. So it's not that they, once again, not that they don't know how, because they have policy for sexual harassment. They have policy for bullying. They have policies in place. They just don't do it when it comes to racism. For what is the reason? A racist institution. So we have put forward four new laws. They have landed on the Minnesota State House floor about 3 weeks ago. So Safe from Hate bill. That's what the work looks like, having policies and procedures set in place so that this doesn't continue to happen, so that there is maybe not necessarily a mandatory minimum, but there's a punishment that we all know will happen if XYZ racist antics occur.
Should this?
Yeah, it goes along with like finding schools like that don't meet their yearly policy, like yearly check-ins, and you guys, you know, you didn't update, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, so we're looking at putting a fine on you, you know, making it more so that you have to stay with your policy. You have to update your things and you have to follow it.
But again, parents need to be stepping up too, right? I mean, schools can only do so much. I mean, doesn't learning how to not be a racist, doesn't that start at home with mom and dad telling you what is right and wrong?
Yes,
exactly.
And that's one thing that I've said once and I've said before, you know, it starts in your home, but the school is enabling the behavior. You know, if you had a little kid who is learning about drugs in school, they're learning about alcohol and drugs and smoking cigarettes and how it's bad in school and, you know, it's bad for you. When you go home and your mom smokes a cigarette, you're like, hey, mom, that's bad. So if we can change how it is in school from a young age to realize, like, we can't be racist, just by chance we could get those kids to come home and say, no, 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 mom, we love black and brown bodies. No, 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 that's racist, you know?
Right.
And we can try and change their point of view as well. But it does start at the home, and parents need to be better human beings.
The golden rule, right? Love your neighbor as yourself. Good grief. Lavish Mack, Courtney Armbors, thank you for the discussion. We'll keep it going. Minnesota Justice Coalition, hope you get more traction with the schools and with parents. We can all do a better job of eradicating this virus. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one. Bless.
You too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.